There are about 130,000 paraplegics in the U.S., and for a handful, this is the sound of freedom. Those whirling motors and shifting gears are an exoskeleton, a robotic walking suit that, when strapped on, enables paraplegics like Tamara Mena to do something otherwise impossible, stand up and walk.
There's a little hill there.
25-year-old Tamara Mena is a test pilot for ExoBionics, the Berkeley, California developer of the exoskeleton. You can see her try it out at herenow.org as we welcome her from her home in Modesto, California. Tamara, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
We're also welcoming from the Argo Studios in New York, Eliza Strickland, who wrote about the exoskeleton for IEEE Spectrum magazine. Eliza, welcome to you as well.
Hi, thanks so much.
And Tamara, tell us more. We know you adapted to a wheelchair after your car accident 6 years ago. You graduated from Cal State Stanislaus, class speaker, and then volunteered to be sort of, you know, a test pilot for this exoskeleton. What's it like, first of all, to put it on?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, the first time I had no expectations. I was hoping for the best, but we didn't know if I was going to be able to walk. So just to be able to know it worked, and then to be standing and have the possibility of taking steps was just something that was hard for me to wrap in my mind. And just when I took the first steps and seeing my knee bend for the first time in, you know, 5 years, it was over 5 years at that point. It was just incredible. And seeing my loved ones standing, taking my first steps was something I'll never forget.
Well, actually, I think on the video, you're standing in the exoskeleton, and by that, and we'll try to describe it, that means you have sort of all of these straps around you that strap you to this hardware, and you have two canes that you're also leaning on, but you were standing up so you were able to hug someone.
Yes. I never once before had the chance to hug someone while standing, so this is the very first time since I've been injured to have that chance. And I almost, to be honest with you, I forgot how good it felt to hug someone while standing. A hug in a wheelchair is very awkward. I don't stop hugging people, but it's just standing. It's a full embrace. I've heard other test pilots said it's a heart-to-heart hug, and it really is.
Yeah. Well, Eliza, tell us how this works. In your research about the exoskeleton, you found it had its genesis in the ExoHiker, a device developed to help able-bodied people carry very heavy packs.
Mm-hmm. That evolved into the HULK, which stands for Human Universal Load Carrier. And that was developed for the Army to let Army soldiers carry really heavy loads for hours at a day.
And what did it do? Did it help their legs move forward? Or how did it help them carry the pack?
Those models essentially, they just held the weight of the pack and transmitted it down to the ground via this exoskeleton. The same way your skeleton like holds up your weight, these external skeletons would hold the weight of the pack and transfer it to the ground.
So the foot of the skeleton goes under your foot, but that weight goes down the back of your legs, down the frame, into that foot under your foot.
Ah, exactly. So they licensed that HULK to Lockheed Martin in 2009 for further military development, and realized then that they had this incredibly energy-efficient device that could really help paraplegics. It's pretty easy to wear, and it holds its own weight, so the user doesn't have to do the work of holding up this big, heavy structure.
Well, and Tamara, when we watch you use it in the video, there's a physical therapist standing with you using a remote control to trigger each step?
Correct. We have to be in sync. And it's amazing because she's actually behind me, so I don't really see her, to be honest with you. And I've gotten to the point where we don't even have to talk to each other oftentimes. And because I don't see her, I just feel like it's the XO and I.
Yeah. Well, and you've said that it makes you feel empowered. It feels like when you're a little kid and somebody lifted you on their shoulders, you suddenly see the world from a higher space. We've said you can hug people. But what else does it do? Does it have some form of therapy because it's moving all your body parts?
I can tell you that I feel more energized, not just that day, but as the week goes on. It's really hard for me to explain it with words, but I know that everything, my whole body, it's an entire body engagement that I don't have with anything else. So cardiovascularly, it's a great workout. I feel it. I feel it right away.
Well, and Eliza, I'm thinking that, you know, muscles are getting, you know, they're moving. The blood is moving. So, you know, things don't atrophy as much. We know that's a problem with paralysis. When you see Tamara stand up and walk, you think, well, let's get these things out there to everyone. What are the questions remaining?
Well, there are quite a number of questions. This is still at a pretty early stage development. For example, we don't yet know what the real health benefits of this will be. It seems intuitive that, yes, it's great to be standing up. It helps muscle tone, but it hasn't been studied yet. And there's work still to be done in the control mechanisms. So right now, as Tamara mentioned, the therapist signals the exo to take each step forward. Now, ideally, you want the user to be in charge of that process so they can use it as they go about their daily business.
Is one of the questions cost? You know, who pays for this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's extremely expensive. The current models are selling for about $100,000. That's a somewhat imprecise figure. Yeah. Presumably, once the medical benefits are proven, the insurance companies will pay for these devices just as they pay for high-performance wheelchairs.
Well, Tamara, you know, expensive, but you've just made the case for it. I'm wondering if once you've stood up in one of these and walked, it's impossible not to dream of doing that and more.
Of course, I dream of maybe one day running. I was a cross-country runner. A lot of people don't know this. And I certainly enjoyed going out for a jog, so why not dream of maybe down the road running? And what I would love to do, I would love to be able to dance. And let me tell you, like, stand up and dance and go down and shake my hips. And as a Hispanic Mexican person, I miss that. So if the exo can provide a dance mode, that would be pretty fun.
That's 25-year-old Tamara Mena, test pilot for Exo Bionics Exoskeleton, the robotic walking suit that's enabling her to at least stand up and walk. We've also been speaking with Eliza Strickland, a reporter with IEEE Spectrum, the magazine for technology insiders, and we'll have their her writing and their video at hereandnow.org. Eliza, Tamara, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.